This is Ghanwa Jawhari, reading The Butcher for The Query, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. The butcher who loved my mother owned a shop on Elmira Street and hung among the glamorous posters of Arabic singers a black and white photograph of Muhammad al-Dura's murder. The posters faced the street, but Muhammad looked into the small market, his terror fixed on the wall of cassettes, golden shelves of oil. My mother walked to the back counter, and there the butcher maneuvered a limb around a vertical trimmer, bone dust coating his mustache, the hairs of his arms. The bags under his eyes flattened, draining their red into his cheeks, and he asked what she'd like, claimed he'd already saved the best piece. Just 1 minute. Look. He offered innards, livers glistening in plastic, intestines folded like ribbons of satin. She'd say, beautiful. Appetizing. I could not decipher, in its embellishment, the Arabic script on the posters, but under Muhammad al-Dura, the butcher had scrawled, in English, a taste of Zionist hate. No older than Muhammad, I stared at the stained aprons, stubborn brown edges resembling petals. Paint. A carnivore, my mother knew where to find marrow, would press it between bread and offer it to us. But for years I could not chew meat without imagining Muhammad's face, his folded knees. Decades have passed. Now the shop sits empty on its corner, the glass cleared. Muhammad al-Dura's brothers are killed, shrouded, buried, surely dug up again. Al-Shifa Hospital, where Muhammad was treated, is decimated, under siege. A taste of Zionist hate. The butcher who loved my mother was once anything but a butcher, once knew nothing of organs or wounds. Once built a small home on his own land before it was flattened, stolen. I remember his sad shrug whenever my mother tried to ask, his frame too tall for the low ceiling. All of his shirts had the same indent under his neck, where he'd strung his key.